Is it on?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay,
It's
you're good?
good, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. So we are going to learn how this campaign has been performing. Of course, there's a little bit of background. As you know, through this resolution, the Human Rights Council mandated us to establish a two-year comprehensive communication strategy, and this translated into the Learn, Speak, Up, Act campaign. The campaign was launched on Mandela Day 2022, and particularly with a focus on producing content to spike the interest of young people, as the resolution itself said. So we have these objectives and strategy. We learned that anti-racism is a journey. That's what right holders and experts have told us, and that is not something that we should be necessarily, but something that we should do. So the campaign is focuses on getting people to do things, concrete actions towards ending racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other intolerances. Under the premise that people cannot promote what they don't know how to identify and explain, we think that learning about racism and racial discrimination is core to identify biases, to then see how these biases link to structural and systemic racism as well. So we've produced content to facilitate learning about this, particularly considering that learning about racism and racial discrimination is also a right, a human right. So this is our first core message that's been disseminated in all UN languages and Portuguese. Our second core message is speak up. So once people have learned about these issues, they can start speaking up about them. The campaign provides extensive tools to speak up against racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia as well. Of course, speaking up is doing something. We're convinced about that, but we don't only need people to know about racism and speaking up against it, but we also need them to act, as I was saying, and undertake concrete action against it. So the premise is that anti-racism, as I said, is a journey of actions, concrete actions that can help reshape the world so it's a better place. So let's get into the products and the things that we've developed in order to achieve these things that I've been talking about. We have a dedicated web page for the campaign. It includes key resources and information such as international instruments and mechanisms the UN has to fight racism and racial discrimination, amongst other information and key products. I'm going to show you the web just a little bit. So we have this menu here. We explain people how to take action. We have a related menu about hate speech, some background resources, videos, radio shows. And if you keep scrolling,
speak a little slower, please.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm going to slow down. If you keep scrolling, then you can find what I've been talking about, how education is a tool to fight racism, how actions speak as loud as words, and how we are all agents of change. You can find some highlights, which are basically stories that let us know the journey that people have undertaken while fighting racism, and also allows to learn more about what we can do and what can people do to follow this journey. We have supporters of the campaign as well. These supporters help us, they help amplify our message, right? So this is the dedicated web page. It lives within OHHR.org in the Get Involved menu, the general menu, which all our campaigns live. So going back to the presentation. Yes, let's see some content, some materials, some products that we've developed during this year. So we have six statements delivered by the High Commissioner and the Deputy High Commissioner, 15 stories. All of these stories have included links to the core instruments, particularly the DDPA, ICERD, and the Program of Activities of the Decade. We have a strong presence in social media as well. We know that not every corner of the world has access to internet or social media. However, internet penetration keeps growing and growing and growing, and it is indeed an amazing way to reach out to young people particularly. And we were mandated to actually reach out to young people. So the campaign content has been seen over 2 million times. Of course, we want to grow and to keep growing from this. And well, we've had all of this in our global accounts in English alone, and on Instagram, namely, we've had a collaboration that gave us more than 400,000 reach. That means it was seen 400. This content was seen 400,000 times. And maybe that doesn't make lots of sense, but our media sort of saying is around 45K. So this is a really high number, particularly high for a topic that's constantly punished in social media. So that's important to highlight. Let's move on. Okay, so these are some products that we've developed for the campaign. Four standalone videos and other four are being produced. We're producing as well a general video of the campaign. We have an e-coms tool. This tool is particularly addressed to young people. It includes six videos that show day-to-day racism in different ways, and xenophobia as well, and racial discrimination. We included people from Asian descent, people from African descent, indigenous peoples as well. And also, not only that, but also we included intersectionality, because we know that these phenomena, they're not a standalone phenomena. They always happen in combination with other instances of discrimination too. So we thought it was very important to note that. This is yet to be launched, and we have came to agreements with schools and universities so they can use this tool with their students as well. Let me show you one of the videos we produced last year so you can see how we've been working around the issue of intersectionality. Just give me a second.
Kia ora koutou katoa. Ko uri ni kaipara ahau, he uri Māori no